Hey there, welcome to another episode of Fans in Motion, the Ultimate Night Ranger podcast. Joining me, like always, Florida man, Mr. Bath Salts himself, Dave Nadelman. Dave
What's happening,
Nadelman,
brother?
how are you doing?
Never better. Never
Never
better.
better. How's the weather in Florida?
So we've had rain the last couple of days, and it's dropped down to a crushing 71.
That is horrible. It was like 24 degrees today, waking up with snow. And then it'll be 70 this weekend. So
That's like Bible weather.
welcome to the Midwest. All right, fans of motion listeners, we are doing, I guess, what we you know what the kids call like unboxing and all that stuff. In the Night Ranger world, we've had a few releases over the last month or so. We got Gary Moon, Mr. Feeding Off the Mojo. They re-released his one of his records, Still Moon, on CD with some bonus tracks. We're gonna unbox it. The new Jewel Hoekstra record. I got that deluxe package sitting here, and finally the new Night Ranger vinyl, the first ever vinyl release of Neverland 1997. So we are going to do that. So hold on to your corncob pipe there, Mr. Dave Nadelman. All right,
Got it. Got it held on.
all right, so I'll bring up my copies and then you bring up yours and we'll discuss them, okay? So do you got your new Gary Moon CD?
I don't.
And Lord, are you even on a Night Ranger
Here we go.
podcast?
Here we go.
All right, so Gary Moon, for those that don't know, in the ni early 90s when Jack was with Damn Yankees, Night Ranger reformed with Kelly and Brad, and they got Gary Moon to sing and play bass. Was with them from 91-ish to 19 early 1996. And our buddy, most of if you were into, rock and everything since the late 90s, one of the best websites out there was a website called Melodic Rock, ran by Mr. Andrew McNeice out of Australia. And he does these, what they call Melodic Rock Classics. And he reissued the Gary Moon CD called Still Moon. Now, this is the original. Gary put this out on his website back in the early 2000s. And it contained 11 tracks. Some of them, if you're a hardcore Night Ranger fan, you would know because they took some of these songs and made them Night Ranger songs in the early 90s. Now, only one made it to the Feeding Off the Mojo record, which was Music Box. But there for a while, Night Ranger was doing the song Heart of Stone, which is on here as well. Very good rock album. From what I understand, this was the basically before Gary Moon joined Night Ranger, he was putting together a band, had Curly Smith from Boston, who went to be with Boston and stuff, in it, and they were called The Pack, and this was the album they were shopping. And then Night Ranger came along and he kind of put this on the
Put
back
that on the
burner
side.
and did Night Ranger. So very good record. Again, it was called Still Moon. The song titles on here, Still, Heart of Stone, State of the Heart, Alana, Music Box, Call the Wild, Queen of the Damned, which is a great song, Can't Help Falling in Love, Angels Don't Lie, One Love, and Love in a Wicked World. So, yeah, so like I said, this was released off his website in 2002. Been out of print for a while. If you find this on eBay, it's usually like 50 bucks or so. So again, last year, here is the new copy. So if you look, it's got kind of the melodic rock classics. The front cover is kind of the same, a little bit different artwork.
Is
And
that the only
then
place to get it? Melodic Rock?
it was, and I think he sold out. He only did like maybe 500 to 1,000 copies. So you got the first, you got the 11 songs on there. And then they have a bonus track, Now and Forever. And then they put five other songs on there. Official Bootleg Live at Melodic Rock Fest, which was a melodic rock fest he had in like Chicago in 2012, 13, maybe somewhere in there. And Gary Moon put a band together and went and played. I had something military going on, so I couldn't go, or I would have been there. So you got like again 11 tracks, the bonus track, and then the live songs from Melodic Rock Fest, which was still State of the Heart, and then a song called A Thousand Bridges, which was off his second solo record, Feeding Off the Mojo, and Last Chance, both off the Mojo record. So I have not opened this yet.
And re-recorded.
Huh?
Re-recorded from the Mojo record or
No, well, these are the live. He the last four or five songs are from that live Melodic Rock Fest. So the
okay.
Last Chance and Feeding Off the Mojo are just live tracks from that show. So there you go. You got the So I will get with Andrew and see if there are any more copies available. But you got all the lyrics in here. And the mentions Brad Gillis playing on some of the tracks. So there you go. I mean, if you're just, looking for new music and you're looking for good rock music, I highly suggest this. It's good to see it back in print. So there you go. Gary Moon, Still Moon. Bada bing. Can't believe you didn't get it, Nadelman. Fuck. All right. Just last month, our buddy Joel Hoekstra released a new record called From the Fade, Joel Hoekstra's 13.
Is that the fourth album? His
It
fourth?
is the fourth one. I haven't had a lot of time to like really get into it. I've had it on in the background, stuff like that. My first thoughts are a little heavier than the other records.
Even the first one?
Yeah. I mean, it's still got, your melodic songs and stuff
Right.
like that, but there's some, I mean, he's crunching some riffs on this record. So I got the VIP package or something from Frontier. So comes with the CD. There's 10 tracks on there. Comes with the lyric sheets and everything in here. And I mean, he has top of the line musicians on here. Vinny Appice from Black Sabbath, Dio, Tony Franklin on bass, Derek Sherinian on keyboards.
So his
And
lineups haven't been the same throughout all the albums, though, right? Or have they?
well, I can't say for sure. I know Jeff Scott Soto has sung on some of them. I know Vinny and Tony, I think pretty sure played on the last record. I can't remember the exact lineups. I know on some of the earlier records, it was a little bit more mixed. Some people were on
Right.
this track. These guys play on all the tracks. So, I mean, very well done. And what's cool about this record is usually all his records are on CD only. But this time, look at this, buddy.
Ooh.
We got our first Joel Hoekstra vinyl. You got your copy?
Open that shit up, man. Let's see it.
Where's your copy? Open it up. Man, Dave. Do you even know you were on a Night Ranger podcast? Why aren't you getting this physical media? I know you got Johnny Lee's greatest hits somewhere and Kenny Rogers, and I see you selling them.
Righteous Brothers.
There you go. All right, so there you go. Look at this. We got the gatefold. Can't remember if it's on colored vinyl or not. Let's find out.
We're gonna find out.
Look at that. They got the same supplier almost as Night Ranger Neverland. Yellow vinyl. So there we go. Looks good. Custom label. So there we are. Joel Hoekstra's 13 from the fade. And then with that, I'm sure there were other packages. With that package, I got the t-shirt. Look at that. I'm going to be Joel Hoekstra'd out.
Yeah, you are.
Rock and
It'd be
roll.
nice
Got
to see so it'd be nice to see some of his earlier albums released on vinyl, like the
Yeah,
first
definitely.
one in Running Games and
Yeah, I was glad, when I saw that this was going to be released on vinyl, I was like, okay, let's get the package. Not that I buy a lot of CDs anymore, but I do buy, ones like that just to have in the collection, and every now and then, throw in the vehicle, even though I only got one vehicle left that has a CD player anymore.
being the completist that you are.
Exactly. So, yeah, and like I said, if you haven't listened to any of the previous podcasts, he first released, I think it was 2017, 16. Joel Hoekstra's 13, Dying to Live. That was the first record, and I mean, to this day, it's still one of my favorite records. And he said, I released a couple more in between that were again really good, right up there with that. And like I said, I just haven't had the time to really sit down and digest this. I've had this in the background. I just remember, God, what song was it? I mean, again, it has rock ballads, stuff like that, but there was one song I'm like, holy shit, like he's just fucking crunching some guitar chords. And I was like, all right, good stuff. So, there you go. I mean, go get some Joel Hoekstra. I mean, people always talk about there's no new music and all that stuff. It's like, all right, here it is.
Get it.
Go purchase it, and support those in the Night Ranger world. I'll have to look too. I mean, a lot of times too, Joel does. I know he's doing Monsters on the Mountain. He does gigs with Brandon Gibbs.
Right.
Who I think Brandon Gibb is doing the Rocket Mafia with Ricky Rocket from Poison. But him and Joel do acoustic dates throughout the Midwest and everything. Great show. I went and saw it a couple years ago in Cincinnati.
Well, he's
So,
not Trans-Siberian orchestrating or.
well, yeah, I mean, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is usually November, December. So, and then Whitesnake, obviously is called it retirement time. So, and then Joel, he did some work with Accept last year. So yeah, just obviously if you follow, Joel's very good with his social media. So if you just follow his Facebook and Instagram, you're going to get, all your info and everything. And I've been talking to Joel back and forth a little bit, trying to get him on the podcast. And with his schedule and my work schedule, it just doesn't seem to be in the cards. I mean, I got a real world job, and his real world job is playing at night, and my real world job is not playing, but doing actual work during the day. So, but we'll see if we can't figure something out. But there you go, Joel Hoekstra. Go get it. All right, Dave, you're on a Night Ranger podcast. You ready to do this one with me?
I am. I am.
You ready to? Where's your Neverland?
My Neverland is sitting in Amazon's warehouse.
I doubt they even got it. I would assume.
You know what? The day before it was supposed to come out, everything was fine. Everything was, it's going to get delivered tomorrow. It's going to get delivered tomorrow. Tomorrow comes.
I don't think Amazon's not sitting on it if they got it. I guarantee they. Whatever this company is, didn't send out enough copies.
So Josh, where did you get that one from, if I may
These
ask?
are what was the first one I posted on the Fans in Motion Facebook page, the Miami Metal Merchant. So, for those that don't know, Night Ranger Neverland released 1997. I think it was released earlier in Japan, released in the States in the summer of 97. This was basically the reunion record where Jack was doing Damn Yankees, Shaw Blades, Night Ranger was Brad Kelly and Gary Moon. In 96 they got back together. Late 96 record this record and it comes out, and this is what you got basically. Early spring, summer 97, depending on where you are at in the world. So back then, released on cassette tape and CD. There was a cassette single released and CD single released of Forever All Over Again. So with the, this is like I said, the first vinyl release of it.
Forever All Over Again was also like put on these compilation CDs and from radio stations and stuff like that. 'Cause I remember seeing a couple of those.
Yeah, they tried to push that as best as they could. So here you go, Neverland. Not that the cover was anything crazy to begin with, as Andy once said, it reminds me of a kitchen countertop. It is very pixelated, blurry. The thing about this artwork back in the day, so if you got Dawn Patrol and you got stuff from the 70s, 80s, that artwork was designed for vinyl and it's easy to shrink down to a CD cover. When stuff was designed for a CD cover,
CD
it's
and blown up.
hard to bring it blown up. If you're a bigger band, they will go out and try to find the original artwork and do stuff like that. With Night Ranger, God knows where this original artwork is and if they're going to spend the money to even do anything or if you can even do anything with it. So when you get it, you'll notice it looks very blurry, pixelated. But who cares, right?
You don't play the cover, Josh.
Yep. Got yourself a little hype sticker there. Kind of cool. It's got the Night Ranger logo in the background of it.
Yep.
And it says limited edition Night Ranger Neverland. Clear orange vinyl. So on the back, you have the CD booklet. Those are the pictures that would have been in the booklet.
Right.
And then you have basically the story of Night Ranger. Some of this is grabbed from Wikipedia. Some of this is grabbed from a classic rock magazine from June of 25. They basically talk about early Night Ranger.
So it's not a gatefold.
No, there's not even a insert. This is basically all the information that you have here on the back of the record. They basically give the history of Night Ranger. 1991, Kelly and Gillis began working with Gary Moon and adding keyboardist David Zychek in 1993. Recorded the record, David Prater. The album fared poorly, both critically and amongst longtime fans. Well, you know what? That's not nice. Whatever. They talk about working on this record, who they worked with on this record, Chuck Cannon and Mark Nevin. What's really weird is the only misstep, and it's not a total clunker, is Slap Like Being Born, which is a bit of a boogie blowout that never quite makes it.
So they're reviewing the album on the album.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, they're saying that certain albums stink and stuff like that. Whatever. Neverland sadly failed to revive Night Ranger's commercial forces. It did, however, set the band back on the road and on record, and they're still out there doing it today. And then they insert some quotes from, recent article. But our friend of the page, Ron Nevison, produced this. It's got the US track listing on it. So Forever All Over Again, Neverland, As Always I Remain, Someday I Will, My Elusive Mind, New York Time, Walk in the Future, Sunday Morning, Slap Like Being Born, Anything for You, and I Don't Call This Love. Now, I can't remember for sure if this is exactly the running order for the US version. I know it's close. I think it is, because I my first CD was the Japan one, which had one less track on it and was in totally different order.
Right.
I do know that Walk in the Future is track 7. I do know that I Don't Call This Love closed it out. So it looks like it's pretty close. I don't think they changed. Now, the only reason why I mentioned that is ATBPO,
At different,
the
yeah.
vinyl is the only one that has a different running order. They put Tomorrow at the end of side one, if I remember correctly, when it's everything else, it's the last track on the record. So 2026 Floating World, licensed courtesy of Sony Music Entertainment UK Limited. So there you go. Nothing on the inside. Nope. And there you go, buddy. When you think Neverland, there you go, custom label. But when you think Leverland, look at that orange vinyl.
With the blue label, huh?
Well, you know what? Must have been a sale on orange. I don't know. I thought it, blue, purple. I don't know. I mean, it looks nice. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm glad it's there, I guess. Just not quite sure where the orange came from with that, unless you're like, hey, what color is not in
Shouldn't it
this
be?
record? Like, let's go totally opposite. And then we got, Orange Neverland. But, choosers can't be picky or whatever. What am I, what's the say?
It's beggars can't be choosers.
Choosers can be beggars. Exactly. So there you go. Night Ranger vinyl. So what do we got? So we got, here's what we need that's, I guess, officially on the Night Ranger books. We need Live in Japan on vinyl, even though you can get the laser disc that looks like vinyl from Japan. We need that on vinyl. We need Mojo on vinyl. We got Neverland now. We got Seven. I guess the Acoustic Hits and Rarities record, that would be what we need on vinyl. Hole in the Sun,
Shibuya.
Shibuya. And we got Somewhere, and we got Don't Let Up and
Some,
High Road,
right?
and we got ATBO. Now it'd be nice for them to reissue ATB or Don't
High
Let
Road
Up
in.
and High Road. So there we go. We need those. And we also need the solo records, Jack's, both of his records, and both of Kelly's. And obviously, now those are on Frontiers, a lot easier. And it'd be nice to get Brad's.
Gil Rock
Well, Gil Rock's on vinyl.
and
You can find it. It was South Korea, I think, and maybe like a European version. So Gil Rock Ranch is on vinyl, but
Alligator.
Alligator. And for those that don't know, because there are some hardcore fans out there that didn't, there's two versions of Alligator, the US version and the Japanese version. And besides some artwork difference, there is two different songs on each record. So eight songs are the same. The US version, though, has two different songs. The Japanese version has two other songs. So there you go.
And Alligator was supposed to be a Night Ranger Gary Moon era release.
Well, the song was,
The
yeah.
song.
So there was two
'Cause
songs.
they played it live
Correct.
at every show I saw that with Moon.
So there were two songs on the Alligator record that was around. It didn't make it to the Mojo record, but they played it live in the early 90s, which was Alligator and a song called Your Eyes Are the Window to Your Soul. Very cool song. And you can find most of those songs, you can find those two on Brad's, Heart of Stone on Gary's record, which we just got. Where did I put it, man? Hell, I don't know what I'm doing. But Heart of Stone, off Gary's record. And Wrong Again, which was on Kelly's solo record, Time Passes. So the only song that a lot of people remember from that time period that's not on a record is Never Say Die. Which I've brought up with Kelly, and I think, he re-recorded it once, and was going to put it on a record, and it was one of the songs the record company kind of maybe pushed away from, which I thought was just asinine. But so you can get most of that Mojo stuff from those days that you were talking about seeing them. You can get most of that stuff on some other releases. So there you go.
But
I
not
would
Never Say Die.
not never say die. I have some live bootlegs of it, which if you listen to some of the old podcasts, I think I put it in like the credits
As a trailer.
section. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's out there, but good song.
Yeah,
Nice.
it was.
There was another song called Love Ain't Pretty. They didn't play it quite as long, but they did play it 91, 92. I think they closed some shows with it. That song ended up on Jesse Bradman had a band called Innocent, and they released a record 94, 95, and they put that song on there. So you can even find Love Ain't Pretty. So there you go, man. I'm a wealth of Night Ranger
You
nerdom.
are. You are. We're talking a lot of Mojo stuff for unboxing Neverland.
Well, we're unboxing everything. So
Yeah,
there
we
you
are.
go. We got the new Gary Moon, Melodic Rock Records. Also, you got a free digital download. So, if you buy it, that he'll send you an email and you'll have, it to save on your phone or whatever.
Have you spun Neverland yet?
I have not. I have not. I didn't get mine as quick, so, 'cause the guy messaged me, and he's like, "Do you want me to open ship these like sealed, or you want me to ship them open?" Because some people want the vinyl taken out, and because if what it is if you have the vinyl in here and the shipping and stuff, it can bend the corners just a little bit because the vinyl circle and you got a square. So what some people will do is they will have them take the vinyl out, put something in
Put it in a
between it.
sleep, yeah.
Yeah. And I told him I didn't give a shit. So I got my copies opened. But because I didn't message him right away, I didn't get mine the immediately when some of the other people on the page got theirs. So I can't tell you quality wise how good the audio is. I would say it's going to be all right. I'm going to assume though this probably wasn't mastered for vinyl. I mean, I know damn well it wasn't mastered for vinyl in
Right.
97, and I doubt they did any mastering for this release, but you're talking about something recorded in the mid 90s. It's still going to have pretty good quality to put on the vinyl.
Right.
So, and honestly, am I listening to this for the sonic pleasure? Probably not. If I'm listening to Neverland, I'm probably putting the CD in. Unlike Dawn Patrol and stuff, those 80s albums, like, to me, those sound better on vinyl.
Right,
But,
they were meant for vinyl.
yeah, I mean, I think more of these are more for collectors and stuff like that. Now, if you're a bigger band, and you're going to sell 25,000 copies of that, then, some of these, they will take them and actually master those original recordings for a vinyl release and do that. But I
Right.
don't know if they did that or not. So I will try to put some links in the YouTube page in the description where you can go and get these. And I'll put them in the comments as well. So there you go. Hold yours up, Nadelman. There's Into the Fade, Joel Hoekstra.
And that's on Frontiers.
That's on Frontiers. Let's see what that see what these colors look like next to each other. Bada bing, bada bing. Close. I think
Good thing, the
so.
good thing they have labels on them, huh?
I know. I think there's someone printed up too many orange vinyls. Said, "Hey, We gotta get rid of some of these. Well,
And the
Dave,
company that put out Neverland again was, but
that
what
was
was it?
some new company that I mean, I know we had talked about it
Right.
previously. Just looking on the back, even though I don't remember this being the one that we mentioned, Floating World 2020 voice print. That's the
Voice
other,
print, yeah.
that's what we saw. So the copyright is Floating World, but then you see the it says voice print, and then the SKU number VPLP 632, that's going to be voice print. But yeah, I mean, they talk, on the back of this record, they talk about stereo, they talk about the Rangers, they mention Damn Yankees, Mother's Army.
It's like a book.
And they list, they give a little bit of history of, who wrote on some of these songs, because there is a lot of outside co-writers: Mark Hudson, Chuck Cannon, Gary Burr, Mark Nevin. So every band member has a co-write on this record except for one. Who is it?
Every band member that recorded that?
Every
I'm
band
gonna
member on this.
if I had a guess, I would say Fitz.
Fitz does not have a co-write. You are correct. Watson co-wrote three songs: New York Time, Sunday Morning, and Don't Call This Love. And then Brad co-wrote As Always I Remain. That's all I see for Brad. So there you go. I think that's the most co-writes Watson ever had on a record. I mean, I know he has two on Holding the Sun, but I think Watson, on he had let maybe Let Him Run, Goodbye from that classic era, and I think that was it. I don't think there's anything on Big Life or Man in Motion. So, or Dawn Patrol. All right. So hopefully your Night Ranger nerdom has taken off and you are there clicking, trying to get your new copies of Gary Moon, your new copies of Joel Hoekstra, and your Night
And
Ranger
you're waiting for
Neverland.
your copies of Neverland.
Well, good things come to those who wait. And choosers can't be beggars, buddy.
They can't.
All right. Do us a favor. Leave us a comment. Click the thumbs up button. Let us know that we are loved. I go to the what is it? The Fans in Motion Facebook page. Click
Join.
join. We will allow you into the group. What else? Instagram, X, Threads, OnlyFans. We got them all.
Nope. Not yet.
Yeah. We got Dave, OnlyFans, Dave Nadelman and his Jack Blades 90.
Yeah.
I'm picturing
Yeah. You need to be a Patreon subscriber, though.
it. I got the VIP level. All right. We've grossed you out enough with our
Yeah, we have.
nonsense and everything.
Your vomit's gonna look like the cover the album cover right there.
It'll be look like the color of that vinyl.
Yeah.
Is that vomit or is that just orange yellow-ish? It's a little bit of both. You can tell that's not the vinyl because I see a P. All right. I'm getting off here. You can stay on, Nadelman.
No, I'm out.
Later.